Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is LeVon Green, and I don't know if the intro has been taken off or something. I do apologize. Well, this is the Rhema Remnant Radio, and I'm coming to you live tonight and on the road. Excited. I'm at the KCM meeting. Those of you who know, I go every year, and we literally just walked out of service, and we are traveling to our destination. But if you have your notes from last week, we were discussing a topic that I want to continue today and go kind of in a different vein, but I want it from the same emphasis. So let's look to the Father as we begin this teaching. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, knowing that this is the day that you have made. We rejoice in the glad. We thank you for another opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. It's the authority of your word that gives me confidence to make boldly known the mysteries of the gospel. I do lean to the Holy Spirit as educator and guide to give me clear articulation of speech and deliberation of thought as I make manifold known the wisdom of God. Holy Spirit, I say, have your way. Do something today that will spark a motivation to continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Father, in everything, you be glorified for the things that shall be accomplished and the things that shall be revealed. It is in the name of Jesus that we do praise you and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen. It's a delight. If you're listening by internet, you need to get off the internet for some reason. You can always dial 646-595-4877. Again, that's 646-595-4877. I do consider it a delight to be able to share with you and to discuss with you the Word of God. It is the power of God and Scripture today in the conference. And I believe it was John chapter 6 where Jesus was making preparations for the, actually Jesus was just discussing with Martha and Mary what was going on. Martha, I believe it's Martha that got mad at Mary for not wanting to serve. And Jesus looked at Martha and said, Martha, Mary has found it more better, in my own words, to do what is important, and that is that one good thing, Scripture says, and that is the Word of God. But we place our attention and our attitude toward achieving the Word of God, we will get victory every time. Amen. So tonight, you know, we're going to continue on the subject in the ministry. Each year, I do take the time to deal with various topics on what I believe is directed of the Spirit of God, what I know is directed of the Spirit of God, concerning how to assess I don't know when we got cut off, but let me say this. The maturity, and apparently some of this got on, I will re-record this so that way you get it in time. Our love matures us. Our relationship and our awareness with the love of God causes us to see things in the manner in which he sees it. His love was able to look beyond the faults of the world and justify him claiming a sacrificial offer from his son in order to redeem them from their sins. When we allow the Spirit of God to have that same access, we will see those things that we consider mutant. Now, again, mutant can't be looked at in the eyes of people, because our wrestle is not against flesh and blood. It should not dictate us our standard of love. It should, however, motivate us and reinforce that which we know to align itself to what God has ordained through his word. And when we line up to what God has ordained through his word, we will see this love level and this love life exist, cause situations to change, because people, again, are not the problem. It's the authority that backs these people that come against them that causes mutinies in the ministry. But when you're operating in this maturity that God has given us, you can endure these transitions and stick straight to the point. My last statement that I was making before, at some point, I don't know when we got cut off, was that Jesus was willing to confront the situation, John 13, where we get our focal point. And he was able to look at these challenges not as something that would defeat them, not as something that would cause a rift in his agenda. But he looked at these things as the fulfillment of Scripture occurring in his life so that the greater authority would be known among all. His obedience and his willingness to confront did not negate the reaction or the consequences of those that complied with the rebellion. They still paid for what they did. But his obedience caused the job to be finished. Amen? So let me read you something like quick. Each year we address circumstantial situations on the broadcast that strategically, systematically deals with everyday life of ministers. And they need some biblical advice during the transitional and tough times. So in this particular case, we have to remember and we have to resolve within ourselves that God's display of character is the only thing that will secure us in confidently displaying his love over the situation. Amen? So, got the resolve to remind people that you are a person with a position. Leadership by the Holy Spirit is essential. You have the resolve to allow the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of ministry to be under that leadership. And you have the resolve to practice the art of persistent prayer, persistent review, and persistent resolve. And then once that is resolved, there's a personal discipline that emerges that gives you confidence and builds your ear to the Holy Spirit. And then it causes those actions to give God glory because you're doing things based on his way and his guidance. Amen? Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even in this little discussion as we talked about the motivator being our love and looking back into this concept of love, not making it religious rhetoric, but as a revelation of truth that enters us in times of transition. I pray, Father, that those pastors that are facing things would find rest in you and then intelligence through your word You alone get all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is He that's within you than He that's within the world. This is Devon Blue, the founder of Urban Glory Campaign and host of Rhema Remnant Radio. Thank you for listening to tonight. I've been on the road. I know there was one portion of the time that I might share with you the Word of God and pray that you received it. If not, we will have this information reposted and rebroadcast in a little different format, dealing with this motivator of love as a means of our maturity to deal with mutiny in the ministry, and that when we do so, there's coming a power that transitions us for greater things. Amen. I trust that whatever you set your hands to do, you will do, because greater is He that lives within you than He that's within the world. God bless you and good night.